Borrowed Nursery was set up 7 odd years ago by Lauren Lance to be a plant hire company servicing people from Brisbane to Byron Bay. She's a former interior designer, so this isn't any old plant hire. Think beautiful, thoughtful, creative plant design to give an event a really personal touch. Here we chat with Lauren about how she found that elusive gap in the market, how Square has meant she can focus on growing the business, and we get some interior design tips too. Lauren, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
The Borrowed Nursery, your business, Lauren, is pretty unique. It's sort of three in one. You have plant hire for events, you've grown to have your own retail space, and now you also do venue hire. You could say, Lauren, that it's really blossomed.
It has.
Oh, such a bad joke, I'm sorry.
There are so many puns. It's every time I try to say grow, this is what it's grown into. So I tried, I think I came up with a different one then.
Evolved.
I love a pun. So
lucky, you're talking to the right person then. Lauren, let's start with a bit about you. Do you consider yourself to be an entrepreneur? Look at what you set up.
I guess so. It's a hard word. Like, I guess I'd never, it's difficult. Anyone in business is an entrepreneur, but it's hard to identify yourself as that. I definitely have an entrepreneurial spirit. So thinking of ideas and then trying to seeing if there are gaps in the market or identifying gaps in the market and then filling them. Because passion is important at the start and creativity is important at the start. But for them to be truly successful businesses, there needs to be either a gap in the market or an opportunity to do something better than what people are doing it currently. So
yeah, lots of people. You can come up with an idea, but actually executing it is the key. Talk us through those difficult parts of running a business. What has been hard?
I guess like initially working off adrenaline and everything that happens, like, but then as you get through it, and you know, for me, it took a few years to even go into it full time. It had to be sustainable for me to live my life. Everyone's got bills to pay. So I guess turning it from that, and that's where Square came in originally as well. Like, we've been with them for quite a while now. Just those ins and outs of, okay, we're making this money, how much is going out, how is the store performing. At some point we had to move from just a table, there was a spreadsheet, I still remember it, on the desk at the original shop about what our takings were. It had to move into a realm that we could actually track it. And obviously now going into it, we have three stores, so it's really important to track all that information.
And that's what Square does for your business, all of those bits and pieces?
Absolutely.
I hear you're also using one of Square's latest products, a brand newy.
Very fancy. Honestly, every, not even second person, it feels like 9 out of 10 people comment on it. So it's the Square Register. It's such an interactive tool for people. Honestly, that many people comment on it. It has a different interface with it. So it's a brand new flash shiny machine. So it immediately captures and engages with people. Our customers, you know, directly press it. That's where they enter their receipt, email, everything. But people are so impressed by it. It's super easy to use. So it's just, I guess, it's all that stuff that we chose to go with Square in the first place, but just in a brand new system. So we have our own screen. The customer sees it. Yeah, it's amazing.
All right, we need to talk about some interior design now. We need a few tips. People listening will be like, we've got this. We know how to run a business. You've told us how to grow a business. You've told us about identifying the gap in the market. We're covered, Lauren.
Yep.
But we still don't know how to decorate our homes. Indoor plants, all the rage.
Got
I'm
it.
Looking at one in my house right now. What's your go-to?
Go-to, I've got to say the Swiss cheese plants, a Monstera.
Okay.
I would say like really fast growing, low maintenance, bright diffuse light, water it once a week, a little bit more in summer, but it gives you that lush tropical feel. But you can find something on Pinterest or see something, but often things are staged for a photo shoot. So often people say, I want an olive tree, I want it for inside. It really needs full sun. So we do, I don't like crushing people's dreams, but we do sometimes, and just we want to give them the right plant from the get-go. You can have a plan, see what you're drawn to, but speak to the experts, do your research, see what you want to provide, where it's going, think about the light and how much attention you want to give it, and make the selection right in the first place.
Yeah, because you don't want that disappointment of a dying plant. That's just, yeah, it's devastating. It's like when you get fish when you're a kid and then the fish die. I don't know if that ever happened to you, but I feel like that happens to every kid.
Yeah, exactly. It definitely does. All that one that you take home from school to look after, and it doesn't make fourth term after third term or something like that. You want your plant to be around for as long as possible. So there's some kind of, I think that's why people get some enjoyment, not just from seeing it, but they feel like accomplished and it's a living thing. It's great for their environment. There's all those benefits as well. So it's not just that it looks pretty, but you've like helped to keep it alive. It's fulfilling.
Yeah, absolutely. Lauren, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This interview is brought to you by our podcast partner, Square. Learn more about them at square.com.